with another group of people. Mm. Now, this was the closest time that this had ever happened with Jackson.
Mm.
Tariq Nasheed, all he said was, you saw what happened to him.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Because how old was Michael? Was just barely over
50. Just 50.
Yes, yes, yes. Amazing, amazing stuff. And it shocked the world. It shocked me. I said, whoa, I can't believe this. I can't believe this is happening. It still is very fishy to me. But another thing, why the rift between McCartney's and Michael for him purchasing? They didn't give any resistance to him purchasing the...
Because they didn't believe that that it was going to happen. And I think he felt, McCartney felt that there was a betrayal, but... Here's the ethics.
They were warned.
Here's the ethics. If you, they were, if someone is going to tell you, okay, William, this is what I love to tell people. See, a lot of times, the other group will complain about it to me. And I will say, okay, William, you and I, we're at the car dealership and you see this Cadillac and you love, that Cadillac and I love it too. And I say to you, I'm going to get that Cadillac. And you're like, okay.
Okay.
You know, really, let's take it back even further. It's a used Cadillac. You had to sell it and it used to be yours and you're thinking about getting it back, but I'm telling you, I'm going to get it. Okay. A few months go by. I'm going to get that Cadillac. And you say, okay, the next year, I'm going to get that Cadillac. It's still at the dealership. Gosh. You say, okay. And eventually I get it. Should you really be angry at me?
No, absolutely not.
Because you had 2 years, more than that. No, you had 4 years to get it yourself.
Well, then I should have gotten it.
Thank you.
Now, if you say, William, I'm going to steal your radio station, that's a whole different story.
That's a whole different
story. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back after this. Billie Jean.
Okay, I have a long dissertation for this one.
Oh, yeah. Monday Night Madness. It's Michael Jackson. Billie Jean. All right, all right, all right. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, we took that music break there. One of my favorites off of that album, off of that Thriller album. Hey, before we get into it, I want to say hello to Beverly Haynes. Hey, Beverly, how you doing?
Hi, Beverly.
Hey, the jazzy one, she's listening. Oh, and Kim Rogers, she's got, what, 6 fire emojis here. Good Lord. And 7 up. Boy, you know, those 4 are always there. They are always listening. Thank you so much. Okay, seven, and eight. I know many of you are. Hey, Tone Loc is there, Rollin Hannah. Hey, all right. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to a special Monday Night Madness. Can you believe 40-year anniversary of this Thriller album? That is hard to believe. I was telling someone today. I was down in City Hall today. You know, I have to go everywhere and tell everybody about the station, right?
That's right.
And we've got many. Hey, the captain, he's down there. The captain. Hey, Cap, how you doing? And many of his officers, they have the app. Man, I'm all over the place, you know, promoting the station. And there are many people down at City Hall. They have the app right now, and they're listening to Studio W, The Buzz. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Hey, we really appreciate that. We really appreciate it. Now, you have something to tell us about Billie Jean.
Okay. So, this record is released on November 30th, 1982. In the spring of 1981, a letter came to the Havenhurst estate. It was, you know, regarded as a fan letter addressed to Jackson. It was from a woman who claimed, get this, William, that Michael was the father of one of her twins. Now, I know medical science is something else.
Boy, it's a tricky thing, isn't it?
I don't think that is ever to this day even one
of her twins.
Yes, and she's.
I'm gonna take a stab at this.
Yeah,
I am not. I don't have a medical degree.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm gonna put that disclaimer out there, but I don't think that's humanly possible.
It's not. No. And she sent her picture. And he was intrigued by the letter. He was just intrigued by the letter. So he put the picture up in the dining room. And I think he wanted it there so that he knew, I believe he knew a song was going to come out of that. I believe it. And, Jazz texted a little earlier. She asked about Katherine Jackson, if she's in her 90s. I say, yes, she's in her 90s now. And I'm bringing that up because Katherine had enough and she said, Michael, take that picture down. I do not want that girl's picture on the wall. Take it down. Okay. And it started coming together, and he never met this woman, ignored the claims, but he knew something was going to come out of it. And it was the now we have the demo as part of the playlist, and if there's time in the next hour or later this hour, we can play the demo. Well, this girl later, not only did she send another picture, she also sent a gun. Okay. And
a gun?
A gun. And the
a toy gun?
No. And the letter,
a BB gun?
The letter instructed him to die at a particular time where she will take her life at the same time, and that they will then be together.
Wow.
So then it took off from there, and that along with the experiences of he and his brothers with groupies and women on the road. And mother used to tell me, be careful who you love. Those were real teachings from Katherine Jackson and such. So
wow, amazing story.
And out of
out of all six boys, only one marriage has successfully worked to this day, and that is Marlon and Carol Jackson. The other five brothers had not had good success with marriage.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Back after this. One of my favorites, Human Nature.
Why?
Yes.
Fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right. Here's the
Listen, he says something at the fade out. Keep it going. You may want to turn it up. He says chimpanzee.
he owned one too, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Bubbles. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
I love that.
Oh, before that, it was Human Nature, one of my favorites off of that Thriller album. Mm. PYT. Now, Michael, he wrote these songs, didn't he?
He only wrote four off
this
album.
Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wanna Be Starting Something, The Girl Is Mine, Beat It, and Billie Jean. Human Nature was written, written by the members of, Toto, who, worked as part of the backing band, for, Thriller.
Didn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, yeah. Toto members were, longtime collaborators, with Jackson. John Bettis. Yes, Steve Porcaro. And John Bettis did Human Nature. PYT came off of a piece of lingerie that Peggy Lipton, Jones's wife at the time, bought. She bought a piece of lingerie and the tag on it said Pretty Young Thing.
Okay.
So he went to songwriters and said, you know, write something with that title, Pretty Young Thing. And Jackson and Greg Philigains put a song together. They did a demo, but Quincy wanted a faster song.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs was mid-tempo. James Ingram came up with something. Jones said, that's it. And then Jones just suggested to him, extend the bridge and put in a chant section there. And James Ingram was so impressed by the result that he gave Quincy co-writing credit on that. And that's PYT. The PYT girls were not only LaToya and Janet Jackson, but also and here's a tidbit for you. Mindy Cohn, the actress who played on a very popular hit television show at that time, The Facts of Life. She played the role of Natalie. She was also one of the PYT girls as well. Mm. So go figure.
Amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to jump all the way back up to number 8 on our list tonight, and that's Beat It.
Okay.
Okay. And the video there mm-hmm. on that song.
Oh, yes.
Matter of fact, he put together some great, great videos.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out remember in that song, how, the guys, he leaned and the guys leaned over. It was almost like they were not quite parallel with the floor, but if you lean over that far, naturally you were going to fall. Was that a camera trick or what was that?
Okay. You're thinking about Smooth Criminal.
Ah, okay.
No, but here's the thing. It was half and half camera and the shoes. Did you know that Jackson owns a patent for those shoes to where you can lean forward like that and back? Yes, he created that effect. It's a special patent. That he owned the patent for. And, that was for all the dancers in Smooth Criminal to just go,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was incredible. Had no idea how we did that. I said, okay, this is a camera trick, but you said there's a combination of the camera and these special shoes here.
Special shoes.
This is amazing stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you get it here right on Monday Night Madness or right here on Monday Night Madness. Hey, speaking of next Monday night, the professor and I, we are off. Well, I'll be in studio because there's a special Monday night party going on over here, where the station is located, and that's the Jamestown. So some of my friends, you've gotten invitations to come over, right? All right. Right here on the south side of Richmond, Monday Night Football Special. Professor, hopefully you can make it. We've got quite a few friends that's coming, right? And there's going to be food, there's going to be fun, and there's going to be music provided by Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, I see that right now. Amazing stuff. And absolutely incredible.
Diagrams, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm showing him the diagrams of this move criminal shoe. But go back to the Jamestown. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Football special to, Monday night, 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the Jamestown on the south side of Richmond.
Yep. Are you ready for some football?
Oh my goodness. Oh, we have some on tonight here. We're looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not doing very well, and they're beating up on the Colts, who's also not doing very well, but okay, it's football. All right. Lady in my life. Oh, this is a special kind of song here.
Do you know how many children were conceived by this song?
Well, it could happen again tonight.
God. It's just amazing how you can just change the world.
Beautiful.
There'll be no darkness tonight. Lady of love will shine, lighting the light. Just put your trust in my heart. A treasure time won't steal away. Some kiss into my heart, lay your body close to mine. Let me fill you with my dream. I can make you feel alright. And baby, through the years, gonna love you more each day. So I promise you. Let's make this a night we won't forget.
give you all.
The term millennial is all because of that song.
Explain.
Do you know how many millennials were conceived?
No.
In the playing of that song in couples' darkened rooms.
Oh, boy.
1984. And that is when the millennial generation begins, 84. This is the thing about Lady in My Life. This is the thing about the Lady in My Life. The Thriller campaign ended really around this time, November of 1980. Well, no, that's not true. The Thriller campaign really ended with the end of the Victory Tour in December of 1984. But CBS released all the singles that they could up until the end of 1983 with the big opus of the 15-minute Thriller video, okay? All right? Then you had the Victory Tour that was going to begin the following summer of 84. There was this big press buildup. There wasn't going to be any less Jackson product on the airwaves anytime soon. That just was not going to happen. All of those songs were still on heavy rotation. Off the Wall goes back onto the Billboard charts and selling. Radio stations are playing the old songs from that. LaToya's putting out stuff. Okay. Jermaine is putting out stuff. It was just Jackson mania. At that time, okay? And, Yekinoff, the head of CBS Records, Walter Yekinoff, he didn't want to put out Thriller at first. He thought it was a novelty song. Hmm. You know what he said? He said, who wants a song about monsters?
Hey.
Okay, and then we see what happens, okay? Nice. I'll talk about Walter Yekinoff later. But, after, in the spring of 84, after there was no more singles to put out of that album, but it didn't matter because you were still, the popularity was still strong. The tour was about to begin and everything. Radio stations started playing The Lady in My Life, but Epic will not release it as a single. See, it was a practice at that time that you can't put every song out, and it's still a record company, practice. This was one of the earliest examples of what is called the turntable hit.
Mm.
Okay. We'll play it, but we won't put it out. And it just sort of seemed to me like culturally, I think the public and radio, they were afraid of Thriller withdrawal. So we're going to play this. And not just that night for Quiet Storm, in the middle of the day.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Anytime.
So, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday Night Madness, WB and the Professor. And as we always say, Monday Night Madness is, what is it, Professor?
A heavy dose of serotonin.
That's right. Musicology at its finest.
At its finest. This is the original Thriller.
It's called Starlight.
Starlight, written by Rod Temperton. That's what the album was going to be called originally.
I know.
Yeah, okay. This is one of the outtakes, ladies and gentlemen, from the album.
This
Got the hot demo.
Great number.
Yes. Is that the demo you were speaking of earlier?
No, 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 no. But that one has been circulating in the bootleg community for quite some time.
Wow.
And it's such a great song. Yeah.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. We're talking about none other than Michael Jackson. And this cat, man, I you've had the pleasure of seeing him. Going to one of his concerts. I've only seen him like on TV and watching the videos. Loved his music. Always been a Michael Jackson fan since they were the Jackson 5. First time I saw them was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm.
Yep. Well, that was a little while ago. But they were so incredible. That group, I said, these kids are so young, but they were like absolutely awesome. Outstanding.
Outstanding.
And I think the other community, that's when they came up with the Osmonds. They thought that would be the answer to the Jackson 5.
Yes, yes.
That's my opinion about that.
Yes, no. Yeah, and it is the case because although the Osmonds were around for a while, they were doing barbershop quartet singing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was no comparison.
Yeah.
Their biggest hit to me was like One Bad Apple, I think.
Yes, which a lot of people confused the two groups.
I wasn't confused. No, I wasn't.
Oh,
but a lot.
I don't care what you say.
Hey, I was not confused. As a matter of fact, I did not like that. I didn't like the Osmonds. Mm-hmm. Because I said, hey, these guys are copycats in their own right. And they, you know, and as a matter of fact, that was my own personal feeling because anybody has the mm-hmm. right to do whatever they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, I wasn't buying their albums.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, that was the only thing, that came close to something being that I would listen to.
Mm-hmm.
One Bad Apple. I can't think of anything. Perhaps you can, but I can't think of any other songs that they played or performed that, you look at Big Cat of Strange there. Can you remember any other songs
not me. Maybe their fans would, if there's any Osmond fans out there. But as far as the group of the brothers, no. Donnie and Marie may be a different story, but
I didn't
go for that. Okay.
No, didn't go for that either. Hey, this is Monday Night Madness. Let us know what you think. All right. Let us know what you think about the show. And you can always go to the website, folks. You know that. And please, we are desperately asking that you do go to the website. And many of you do go to the website, but what we are asking is that you subscribe. And leave mm-hmm. a comment. You might even have a suggestion for a show. The professor and I, we've done hundreds of shows. I think closer to 300 now. Mm. If we haven't surpassed that number, I'm not sure. But a lot of shows. We've covered so many different artists. I'm thinking, Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, obviously the Queen of Soul. The Godfather of Soul, James Brown. We've done that. Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson,
mm-hmm.
oh boy, the OJs, obviously Prince, Isaac Hayes, Chaka Khan, Phoebe Snow. Did we do Phoebe Snow?
We had her as part of something. We have to do a Phoebe Snow complete.
Unique voice there.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Blue Eyed Soul. We had, mm-hmm. I'm thinking right now, oh boy. Did we play as part of a show The Righteous Brothers before?
I think we did way back.
It had to be way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
We went down south, like I said, the Stax record with Isaac Hayes. And, we've done Southern Soul.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nellie Tagger Travis, Tucker, TK Soul, Mel Waiters, Marvin Sace. Oh, my God. Yes. Let's see. Did we cover? I think we did cover Johnny Guitar Watson once, a while back. I believe so.
Not completely, but as part of something. And we need. You're right. We have to do one entirely on him. 3 hours of Johnny Guitar. There's enough material. More than enough. Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's see. Who else can you think of right off the top of your head that we've covered? Let's see. We did Go Go Music.
Oh, yes.
The Philly Sound.
Yeah.
We've done that.
DC Sound.
DC Sound.
Ohio Funk.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Muscle Shoals Productions.
Muscle Shoals, Minneapolis Sound, Solar Records, the Sound of Los Angeles Records. Neo Soul. Don't forget Neo Soul.
Oh, man. That was a great show, too. Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
We did with Erykah Badu and think of our homeboy right here.
Maxwell.
Right from Richmond.
Oh, you're talking about D'Angelo. Yes.
D'Angelo. Mm-hmm. Man, on and on and on. If you have a suggestion, let us know. We'd love to consider that. And we'll play it. Perhaps we'll play it for you. But let us know, okay? Go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. Studiowbuzz.com. Internationally, it's studiow.buzz.
Studiow.buzz. Internationally.
Right? Internationally.
Over
in the UK and anywhere over there. Germany and all. Yeah, all over.
Okay.
You can hear us anywhere around the globe. You can download the app. Apple, just download Studio. Mm-hmm. Dot W, that's Apple. Android is simply Studio W, available on Alexa as well.
All right.
Yep, be right back right after this. This one has a country vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who do you know?
Can you tell me
My favorite song off the album. People ask me, what's your favorite song on Thriller? I tell them the one that was kept off.
Carousel.
Yes.
Well, you know, and I played that version there. Let's see, that's Thriller 40. And that one, and then there's also the Thriller from that, that Super Deluxe album we were talking about, 25. And the difference is about, almost 2 minutes. 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Thriller 25 was 1 minute and 49 seconds. And this one was 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Carousel has been something that the estate has been sort of teasing us with since his passing.
Okay.
You know, they'll give us a little bit here and there, and then they gave us the complete version, as you mentioned, I'm glad it's out there. I just love it. And do you know who wrote that song?
No, I do not.
First off, and I'm sorry, God, we didn't do this. Let's give our energy and our love to the family of Irene Cara, who we, lost over the weekend. You know, she did Fame. She was in the original Sparkle movie in 1976 and, sang the title track to Flashdance, that movie in 83 it was. So where am I, going with this? For Flashdance, that soundtrack, there was a song on that soundtrack by Michael Cimbello, who played rhythm and lead guitar on the Jackson's Destiny album, by the way, in 1978. Cimbello, had a song called She's a Maniac. You might remember that.
I do. I absolutely do.
Okay. He wrote Carousel.
I didn't know.
Yeah. That's another close collaborator of, Jackson's.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, all of his songs, Michael didn't do any covers, did he?
No, but you want to know what was interesting that you mentioned that? He started doing them later in his career, like Come Together was on History.
Mm-hmm.
He did Charlie Chaplin, Smiled. So later in his career, he started doing them. But you mentioned covers. After the Victory Tour was over and We Are the World was done, he was just trying to figure out how was he going to talk.